This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Hour number three in studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And we're talking about some interesting and, yes, I will say disturbing trends happening around college campuses. Cal State Los Angeles, the Black Student Association, requested that taxpayers pay for a segregated dorm room for them. And, Chris, you've got a story about something happening at Georgetown. What is it?
Well, Georgetown University plans to set things right. That's what they want to do. They are planning steps to atone for slave past. Washington, nearly two centuries after Georgetown University profited from the sale of 272 slaves, it will embark on a series of steps to atone for the past, including awarding preferential status in the admissions process to descendants of the enslaved, university officials said Thursday. Georgetown's president, John J. DeJoya, who announced the measures in a speech on Thursday afternoon, this was last week, said he would offer a formal apology, create an institute for the study of slavery, and erect a public memorial to the slaves whose labor benefited the institution, including those who were sold in 1838 to help the university keep afloat. In addition, two campus buildings will be renamed, one for an enslaved African-American man and the other for an African-American educator who belonged to a Catholic religious order. So far, Dr. DeJoya's plan does not include a provision for offering scholarships to descendants, a possibility that was raised by a university committee whose recommendations were released on Thursday morning. The committee, however, stopped short of calling on the university to provide such financial assistance as well as admissions preference.
But admissions preference has been going on forever.
Well, yeah, there's, through equal rights laws and civil rights laws, there obviously is various ways that the government has encouraged people to prefer one group of people over another in hiring practices and admissions to schools and so on.
There was a wrong done to these people, but how long do you hold on to that concept? How many years? We always make the joke about the. Not the joke, but you were thieved. You were stolen from 25 years ago. You know, when do you cut off?
Well, what's the statute of limitations
in a libertarian society?
Yeah, and
this is kind of the same deal. I mean, there was wrong done. These people suffered, and it is generational. Their descendants suffered, but how many generations suffered? I mean, maybe
right. And I, God. Okay, go ahead and call me racist. To me, the act of taking someone as a slave is an action of force against their will. It
yes.
affects them directly. To the children that had to be born and grew up in enslavement, I think there was an aggression there. But once you get past that, if the children were then freed and then their children grew up free, then is there still a reparation to be made, or have they just grown up free?
Well, then, you can't use that argument anymore. You have to take it to another level. We have to talk about systemic racism, where it was
a separate issue.
You had your Jim Crows, and how long ago is that? 60 years ago.
Oh yeah.
So you had those generations growing up in an environment where they could not be fully. They couldn't be fully free because there were circumstances that were keeping them down.
Yeah, and it gets a little squirrely when you start talking about laws that have been passed in our constitutional republic with representative government. You know, your representatives voted for Jim Crow laws. They supported those. And maybe yours voted against them. That's okay. But the system of government absolutely perpetuated that and continues to this day. You know, when different people are treated differently because of the color of their skin or because of their religious beliefs or anything like that under force of law, that to me is it's indicative of a problem with your system of government.
We'll get back into this, but first, your calls to 855-450-FREE. We've got Ralph calling in from New Jersey.
You know,
Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
You see, you have proven yourself to be the white guilty that you are, hitting the panic button at the trial balloon I put out about a lotion. Okay?
What about a bottle of lotion?
Yeah, but really, you have proven yourself. Now, since today we can talk about the issue of race, can we?
That's what we've been talking about pretty much all night long, Ralph. So give us your thoughts.
See? I mean, you know, I'm telling you, once in a while the consciousness comes up, and you will have to talk about this, given the fact that, you know, the blacks are constantly agitating in this country. Okay.
All blacks are constantly agitated.
Just a good portion of blacks are.
By that statement, you're acknowledging that there are some blacks that aren't correct.
The conservative ones, you know, the ones who can think right, you know. Such as Kevin Jackson, Larry Elders, and blacks like that, they are, you know, staying on the sideline, and they are very critical of, you know, blacks like Black Lives Matter.
Well, you have other blacks like Dr. Thomas Sowell who openly come out against it.
Nevertheless, you know, let me set the record straight, okay? I did not came up with the idea a day without black. You know who came up with that idea, sir? It was a black conservative who came up with that idea. And that's my attention and my notice because of a sign that he carried around when he went on a protest before Planned Parenthood, okay? This was a very small sign, okay? You have to go up, you know, up close to get the full meaning of that sign, a day without black. And then when we have a talk with that man, he told me about the black abortion that's going on in this country, number one, the black killing blacks in this country, and that's happening in real time, number two. Look at Chicago. And let's not, you know, just concentrate on Chicago. Elsewhere in this country, that's happening. Newark, New York City, you know, Baltimore.
So, Ralph, are you suggesting that because some black people are killing other black people that somehow it's okay for the police to kill black people?
I'm not suggesting that at all. But, you know, the thing about this is how do you explain the fact that this is not more of a priority, on the priority list or a priority item for Black Lives Matter? What exactly is the value of black life? Okay. What exactly is the value of black life?
I would say that all humans have value. Ralph, thank you for the call.
Oh, no, actually, Darrell was going to ask Ralph a question, and you hung up on him.
Yeah, I wanted one, too.
I forget where he said he was from. He's from the Philippines?
He is originally from the Philippines, currently lives in New Jersey.
Right. I wanted to ask him about President Rodrigo Duterte.
Duterte?
Duterte calling out our beloved president. And because Ralph loves our beloved president so much, I was curious what he thought about that.
He did refer to our president as a, quote, son of a whore, unquote.
Correct.
Yeah, I believe that.
And actually, that's one of the ways that the Tagalog words could be translated.
I've seen it translated two different ways.
Right. So it's been translated both son of a whore and son of a bitch.
But he's taken all that back. I guess he realized that he put his foot in his mouth and he needs to keep up good relations with the country that is America, because, or U.S., because... Well, we're a lot bigger than them.
I had hoped to get more out of Ralph, but dang it.
Ralph, Errol, call in and tell us what you think about the Philippine president, why you moved, why you don't love to live there.
Well, your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And if you don't make it onto the show or you're not able to call in live, we do have the audio on demand listen line at 641-793-9660. You can catch all of the live programs from the Liberty Radio Network when you want to hear them. It's not dependent on, you know, like, oh, we're live from 7 to 10. I can only listen then. Nope, you want to listen to us at 2 o'clock in the morning, you can do that. 641-793-9660. Press 2 for Free Talk Live. And then you hear us say something that you just have to respond to, but we're not live. Press 0. You can leave us a message. If it's good and it's fairly short, chances are we'll listen to it and possibly play it on the air. 641-793-9660. We go to Skype. Username is lrn.fm. I believe we have Hung Like Jesus on Skype. You're on. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, Daryl and the rest. I want to ask Ralph something. And,
well, you can ask, but he's not on, so yeah, he is not able to respond to
you. I realize that. I want to ask him if you know what the problem with Filipinos are, especially Filipinos that live in New Jersey. You know what the problem with them are?
Go ahead.
Does he know? Because I don't either. That's why I don't speak about it.
Maybe the problem is just that he lives in New Jersey.
Well, anyway, the thing about racism that white people would never understand is that very same point. They don't know because they don't go through it. And to explain it would be just useless because you won't understand it. It seems like it's just a fairy tale coming from anybody who doesn't go through it. To explain why those kids wanted to have a dorm separate, I can understand it. I don't know why they wanted it by themselves.
I think it's fine. I agree with you completely.
Hunk, I've never been raped. Do you think that I can identify with a woman who's been raped? I can actually, you know, have an opinion on that? I mean, I'm not a woman. I've never been raped. So can I have an opinion on that?
Sure, you can have an opinion on it, but it won't be valid.
What if we happen to agree that rape is bad?
Well, how can you agree on something that
there was force used against the woman. It's bad. I can have an opinion, and I say that should never happen to another human being.
Yep, and I'll definitely give you a chance to respond. But I definitely favor people being able to voluntarily segregate themselves if they wish. But I have an issue when people are demanding taxpayer money is doing that, just like I have a problem with taxpayer money being forced to integrate people who don't want to be integrated. And I will take challenge with you at least on racism, because I'm a white guy. I'm from Oregon. I grew up in a town that had no black people in it whatsoever. But then I went into the military and I spent 8 weeks in basic training, where I definitely was a minority. So does that give me any insight?
I don't know. Like I said, it may give you some sort of insight, but the equivalence that you just may hear are just false equivalents. You can't equate rape with racism. I don't think that equivalent is just not. They just don't go together. It's a false equivalent. And like I said, to try to explain any of this to people who are outside of it, I mean, you'll just get to where we are right now, no understanding. So I think the argument needs to be between people who at least have some sort of same life experiences. Outside of that, you can have your opinions and you can run with them. But in the long run, it don't make no difference. It makes no difference what a white person thinks about me and how I feel about racism or how I feel about their racism. It makes not one bit of difference to me.
So you don't
know.
You don't care if I agree or disagree with you.
It's
not going to make any difference.
It won't matter to me at all because you don't know.
What if I were a congressman or a senator?
I mean, what difference would that make? A title means nothing.
Maybe if I disagreed with you, I would promote laws that would call for more racism.
Well, of course, I mean, those things happen anyway. We just had voter suppression in North Carolina. That was just as bad as anything that happened during the civil rights movement. They just found this.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can't understand the problem because we've never experienced it, and by the way, I have experienced racism.
And we can't talk about it.
But I mean, so if we can't talk about it, if we can have an opinion about it, we can't talk about it because we don't really understand it. How do we fix this problem?
Well, you know, that is a really good question. I have no clue how to fix it. Maybe segregation would fix it. My father told me before he died, two worst things happened to black people, with the black church and segregation. If those two things would have never came into play, as they are now, then we'd have probably been off in a better place. Segregation just absolutely tore us apart. It tore our communities apart, and it tore our families apart. Because now, we didn't want to do business with each other. We want to do business with the white people because we figure that was best. That was inclusion.
True.
You can understand however you want, but that was what I was told, and that's what I believe.
Yeah, I guess the question was, is it segregation or integration?
Well, you have to slice it however you want.
Hung, thanks for the call, and I really wish that we could figure out how to fix the problems, because there are problems that exist. And, you know, how do you fix a problem when nobody really knows the solution?
Or they're not allowed to talk about it because they don't have the experience.
Right. Let's go to the phones, 855-450-FREE. We've got Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, you know, I did mention the new computerized signal light in Atlanta, Georgia, but, you know, you guys have the access to that computer right there. You know, I was wondering if you could help me elaborate exactly what makes it so much better. I mean, because I'm speculating that it's a satellite. The computer communicates with the satellite that analyzes all the traffic flow, and it changes the light accordingly. That's what I am told. But what makes it so much better? I mean, is there any way that you could look it up? I mean,
we're not generally an encyclopedia or your own personal Siri, but I don't know if either Chris or Conan, either one, did a Google search for you there. But I don't like the idea of traffic lights. I think, removing traffic lights would actually wind up making things better. There have been experiments done throughout Europe where they removed all street signs and all traffic lights, and what they found was accidents and fatalities decreased drastically.
Safer drivers, safer pedestrians, less accidents. And a more smoother, efficient drive and commute. It just makes too much sense.
I can only speak to Carlisle, Pennsylvania, because I used to live near there. But Sarah, when they did introduce traffic lights around town, there was an immediate spike in rear-end accidents. Because now, instead of people making their way through it, people were slamming on their brakes and they were getting hit from behind. You said we have the computer right in front of. I always wondered, do you watch the show on YouTube or do you watch it online?
What show? I had just heard this from NPR.
Right here, Free Talk Live. Do you ever call? Do you ever listen, or do you just call?
Well, I just listen when I'm waiting.
Thank you for the call.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Do you guys know what tomorrow is?
Tomorrow's Friday.
Friday, TGIF. It's Friday, but it's also the 5-year anniversary of Live Free or Dance, which is one of the things that got former Free Talk Live co-host Derek J. Freeman arrested when he went on his victimless crime spree. He was arrested about 5 times in less than a year. All of those arrests documented, and, well, a documentary was made about it, Derek J.'s victimless crime spree. You can either buy an actual DVD that has a lot of bonus footage, or you can watch the feature-length film online, absolutely free, at victimlesscrimespree.com. That's victimlesscrimespree.com. There's more from the Georgetown University story that we started the hour with. But back to the phones, we've got Dave calling in from our very own New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, gentlemen. Well, as you may know, there is a Liberty candidate running for the Republican nomination for governor, running pretty seriously, with some flaws from a libertarian perspective, but he's what we have to work with, and he's been putting up a good fight. However, up till now, he has been doing fairly badly in the polls last I checked. I haven't checked in the last week or two.
The last poll I saw showed that, and you're talking about Frank Edelblue, who's a freshman state rep. I believe he's got about a 5% approval rating, and his polling numbers are somewhere around that same point.
Well, yeah, saying 5% approval rating is a little bit, it's not quite that bad for him. I'm sure it's just people who haven't heard of him, but...
Right, there's a lot of people that haven't heard of any of the candidates, even the son of a former governor and brother of a former senator, last name Sununu. There's still a bunch of people that are like, yeah, I don't know who he is.
I hear a lot of people like, he's a rich boy, he's a rich son, we're not going to vote for him simply because he grew up with a silver spoon in his mouth. I'm probably falling in that camp.
Edelblue today, I guess it was yesterday, the union leader conducted a poll as to who do you think won the GOP gubernatorial debate. And Edelblue is at 45%, and the second place is 17%. I think partly that's the result of Liberty activists putting out a call to bump him up. But,
sure.
That also shows that Liberty activists have maybe better organization than on that, at least that particular day.
And Liberty activists also tend to be a little bit better on the technical things and able to figure out, oh, if I clear the cookies, then I can vote multiple times.
Yeah, I hope that's not what happened. I only voted once, but he is, I'm seeing a pretty strong presence from him on social media. He is giving it a real run. But, yeah, if we see him do, worse than Andrew Hemingway or something like that, who was the last one, it's just going to trigger some soul-searching as to how we go about getting a Liberty candidate some real traction in the gubernatorial race. If he can't do it, what do we need? I don't know.
Well, luckily, there will be a Libertarian candidate on the ballot this year for governor. Unfortunately, 2 years ago, a lot of the people that we as libertarians thought would be allies in helping us get ballot access refused to sign our petitions, but we did wind up getting the petition signed this year, so there will be a libertarian option on the ballot. And, Dave, I'm sure you know that here in New Hampshire, governor and U.S. Senate are the two races that affect ballot access, so, hopefully... for the libertarian's sake and the sake of saving a lot of money, we're able to get 4% in either one of those two races.
So will this be John Babiarz running again this year?
No, John Babiarz is actually running for District 2 Congress as an independent. It's actually freshman Representative Max Abramson that's the gubernatorial candidate.
Well, now, also, there's a Democrat running who is getting positive response, at least from the marijuana community. I don't know how well or badly he'll do, and I haven't checked him out in his overall Liberty rankings. But
he's not doing that great in the polls. I've followed the polls, and right now, nobody's doing that great. There's still this huge chunk of people that are responding undecided, and we're just 5 days away from the primary, and there's still a lot of people that are undecided. But how many of those undecided people are actually going to show up to vote in the primary is another question, because primaries generally have very low turnout. Dave, thanks for the call. In studio tonight is Daryl, Chris, and Conan, and let's get back into the story from Georgetown.
Sure. And just to give a brief recap, the title of the story is Georgetown University Plans Steps to Atone for Slave Past. Georgetown University actually profited from the sale of 272 slaves back in 1838. Which,
and Georgetown is a private institution.
Correct. And this was back in 1838. It helped keep the university afloat. They were going to rename a couple campus buildings after an African-American slave and for an African-American educator. Where we left off, we were talking about the decision not to include offering scholarships to descendants, and I'll continue with that line. Dr. DeGoya's decision to offer an advantage in admissions to descendants, similar to that offered to the children and grandchildren of alumni, is unprecedented, historians say. The preference will be offered to descendants of all slaves whose labor benefited Georgetown, not just the men, women, and children sold in 1838. More than a dozen universities, including Brown, Harvard, and the University of Virginia, the public publicly recognized their ties to slavery and the slave trade. But Craig Stephen Wilder and Alfred J. Brophy, two historians who have studied universities in slavery, say they knew of none that had offered preferential status in admissions to the descendants of slaves.
All right, so I've got a quick question, and Chris, I know that you don't have the answer to this.
You don't know that? Maybe I do.
Well, they say that they will give preference to descendants of, quote, all slaves whose labor benefited Georgetown, not just those that were sold in 1838. So how are they going to determine whether or not someone was descended from someone who how do they determine what benefited Georgetown and which slaves necessarily benefited Georgetown?
I would guess.
How are they going to determine if you're a second-generation African migrant?
Or third or fourth. I guess they would look to the applicant for some proof. Show me your Ancestry.com research that shows this.
Right, but, you know, and I know that's generally what things like the Daughters of the American Revolution, although they'll want more than just, oh, yeah, you pulled it up on Ancestry.com.
It's good enough for me.
But they have a little bit better records of that, of here's the roles of everybody that was enlisted in the military during during the 1770s. So that qualifies if you're descended from those.
Right.
But my question is, how are they going to determine all of the slaves whose labor benefited Georgetown? So
it's pretty broad, and I expect that it will probably be applied very loosely. I think that's a logical conclusion to come to. The second thing is, and this is the horror of slavery, is that these people that were bought and sold or whose labor may have contributed positively to Georgetown were basically cattle. They held no higher standard than a barnyard animal. Did they have birth certificates? No. Did the owners or the university even know their names or their last names, you know? Or
they probably gave them names.
Right. But, I mean, it's a despicable part of human history because slavery occurred all over the world.
Absolutely. And it's an institution that, much like democracy, never should have existed in the first place. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome in the closing moments. 855-450-FREE.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you aren't able to get in tonight, you can always call back tomorrow because we are live all 7 nights of the week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern. And Conan, you have a new show that you're doing on Sundays, but it happens to be right during the middle of a Free Talk Live episode. But people can catch that on YouTube, right?
That's right. If you want to watch it live, I'm doing it on the Facebook, just like Free Talk is doing. If you want to watch Free Talk because you're more interested in what's going on globally, which is what we usually talk about here. You can watch the archives. I'm putting all the videos at the site citizenkane.org. That's Kane, C-A-I-N. It's a good show. 2 episodes in. If you want to know what we're doing here in Keene, if you want to know some Keene politics, as you might, might be a part of the Free State Project and you're looking for a place to move, that's all we really talk about. New Hampshire stuff, Keene stuff, local.
CitizenKane.org. Let's go back to the phones. We've got David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, yeah, I got the comments on various things you talked about this evening. Going way back to the N-word, the B-word, the C-word, all that stuff, I don't see why we can't get that. Personally, when someone calls me any sort of derogatory term, it has like zero effect on me emotionally. I don't see why we all can't just do that, and then it doesn't matter what words we use anymore.
Because not everybody's brain is wired the same way, David. There has actually been a lot of scientific studies that have shown that for some people, emotional damage causes responses in the brain similar to physical damage.
Yeah, it's called triggering.
Right, yeah, I can relate to
I'm
that.
I'm not talking about somebody just saying, oh, I'm triggered. But
those are the people that you're talking about. They feel pain in their brain, Daryl. They get triggered.
I get David's point. I think it's more of an evolutionary thing. I think it's one of these things, I hate to say, that the human race may have to outgrow.
Well, yeah, one thing, too, I remember when I was younger, it did bother me, but as I aged, it got so that it didn't really bother me anymore. And I do relate to that being triggered because I'm triggered by other things, just not by words. Words really can't be used to get too much under my skin. And on that same subject of race, I'd like to differ a little bit with Hung. Is I think that I can empathize enough to understand what it might be like to be raped, because thinking about it makes I feel rage, and I'd have to stop myself from killing the person. So apparently I do feel a great amount of empathy as to what that might be like, and the same thing goes for race. In fact, I often use to describe to people how I feel about having the government illegally sell my children 10 years ago, and I've never seen them again. I equate that to my children being sold up or down the river by the plantation master. I use that exact analogy, and you can probably hear it in my voice as I start to get angry when I discuss what my government did to my children. So I think that I can empathize with race, and also as a white person living in New Mexico, I often get discriminated by people that are not white, whether they're Indian or whether they're Hispanic. So I have felt it. In fact, that's partially the issue. That is partially why this government in this state sold my children, I think, is because it's in part a racist thing. So I think I can empathize.
I believe many, many more people than Hung realizes can emphasize with the idea of that force is wrong. Here's another analogy that I didn't use. I've never been beat up by a cop. I think that's no good. I think that's a pretty bad thing, and I can emphasize when anyone is beat up by a cop.
Well, I think he was indicating that empathy. If I'm not trying to put Hung, if you're still listening, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. But the implication was almost that I got out of it was empathy is meaningless. It just doesn't matter. It doesn't affect anything. So why bother doing it? Because you can't really understand it. Well, that doesn't change how people are. I'm wired to feel empathy. That means, I guess, I'm not a sociopath. But it's understandable, and it's part of the human condition. And whether you want me to feel empathy or not, I'm going to feel it.
Empathy is not meaningless because it then allows you to, ask yourself this question before taking an action of, would I want somebody doing this to me?
That would be my argument with Hung. But, to each his own, and if he feels that way, then it's his right to feel that way.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Can I comment on, actually, just let me do it and you can cut me off if you need to. You were talking about problems earlier, and I forget the exact topic, but one solution I had, government doing things that we the people don't agree with. Oh, here's what it was, is they were spending taxpayer money on to get somebody off of their property, to take the property, and we all don't agree with that. What I say is we need to universally implement some citizen review in all aspects of government so that when there is a controversial thing that our government does, the citizen review board, instead of the executive, actually has the final veto power on something. Do you follow me on that?
So a watchman of the watcher.
But that required right. That would require a constitutional amendment.
Right, and also depending on how they appoint members of that oversight commission, it would probably be like a lot of these independent review boards that are made up of people that are connected to the police chief and the speaker of the house.
It's just another level of cronyism.
I have a solution for it. I pondered exactly what you just presented, and I've come up with solutions for that. So
please,
so
share.
Can you share a couple minutes?
For
instance, this is not binding. This is just my brainstorming. But for instance, you break it down into whatever localities. This group of people is going to send some people to the citizen review board. Obviously, you can't force people to do it. So people that are actually willing to participate throw their hat in the ring, and then you could either draw them randomly, which is probably the best thing to do, or people can throw their hat in, and then the people in that community decide which ones that they think are the cream of the crop that are willing to do it, and then you draw them randomly. So there are ways to prevent the cronyism you're talking about.
We have a hard enough time getting people to vote.
Well, not only that,
the people who do volunteer their time are usually the do-gooders who think they know better than us, and they've got it, and they have an agenda.
We also have a hard enough time trying to find people to actually run for office.
Right.
that there are a lot of offices up for election in New Hampshire every 2 years, and there are some of them where nobody files, others where one person files for the office.
And it's usually a part of the do-gooder, good old boys club.
Well, here's where I do admire your idea. What you do is you acknowledge there's a problem, and you try to come up with a solution to it. Whether it would work or not, or whether it would be feasible or not, or whether government would actually allow it to exist is a whole other question, but that's the great thing. You come up with some ideas and we kick them around.
That there are some places where it would be possible, and those are places like Colorado and Washington, to where the voters are able to petition things onto the ballot to make these constitutional
referendum
changes.
And
it would not be able to happen in a place like New Hampshire, to where you have to go and lobby 400 men and women in the state house and 24 people in the Senate to get them to make any kind of change. And they don't want to make any kind of change because, well, it's always been like this.
Well, not all of them would say that.
Not all of them.
You're putting them all into one big bucket.
The majority.
That's
and that would prevent
part.
It from
sure.
happening.
Yeah.
There are things that exist in New Hampshire that do not exist anywhere else in the country. Like, we've got this thing called the Executive Council that is a five-headed lieutenant governor. Our Secretary of State and our Attorney General are elected, quote-unquote, by the members of the legislature. So nobody can file a petition of candidacy or affidavit of candidacy saying, I want to run for the position of Secretary of State. No, you have to find a member of the New Hampshire General Court to put your name into nomination on what they call Organization Day. And since 1985, the only name entered into nomination has been that of William Gardner. The clerk then... speaker, the person presiding, directs the clerk to cast a single ballot for William Gardner and declare the election closed. That is how our Secretary of State gets elected here. It doesn't happen like that anywhere else in the country. David, thanks for the call. And we'll be back tomorrow, as we are all 7 nights of the week. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And don't forget, you can find Conan over at citizenkane.org. That's Kane spelled C-A-I-N, citizenkane.org. We are online at freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.